Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and with the end of the year approaching, we thought we would skip our regular CD picks of the week in favor of our CD picks of the year. And our first pick is from Soundcheck producer Brian Wise, who would normally be here to introduce it himself, but he just had his ankle operated on after a fall while ice skating. Brian writes, "The iconic image of a classical pianist in 2008 might have been that of Lang Lang performing center stage in the lavish opening ceremonies of the Beijing Olympics. But meanwhile, out of the mainstream spotlight, another pianist was capturing a deeper level of excitement. French pianist Pierre-Laurent Aimard released two albums this year. In one of them, he brings his serious modernist credentials to the Bach Art of the Fugue. The result is both fiery and introspective." From Bach's The Art of the Fugue, that's Contrapuntis number 4, played by the Frenchman Pierre-Laurent Aimard, and that was Soundcheck producer Brian Wise's Album of the Year.
I'm Joel Meyer, one of the producers of Soundcheck, and my Album of the Year is Feed the Animals, a mashup masterpiece by the Pittsburgh-based artist Girl Talk. His real name is Greg Gillis, and on this track, called Still Here, Gillis looped more than 20 very recognizable samples, put them in a laptop blender, and produced a pop art smoothie. It's a treasure trove of knowing winks to music geeks, and this Frankenstein monster could also be the future of pop music. Homemade, slightly illicit, and 100% recycled. It's my Album of the Year, Feed the Animals by Girl Talk. I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to bag it up. Bag it up. I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to bag it up. Bag it up, girl. I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to bag it up. Bag it up. I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to bag it up.
But yo, I've been taking it slow, I wasn't around. But the car crash couldn't lay the hustler down. Nah, I'm still here, for real, I'm still here. It wasn't.
The track is called Still Here, and it's from Girl Talk. I'm Joel Meyer, and Girl Talk's album Feed the Animals is my Album of the Year.
If you feel like you hear a lot of Israeli jazz on Soundcheck, well, that's my fault. I'm Gisele Regatau, the executive producer of the show, and I book most of our jazz and world music acts. And the reason I am indeed in love with Israeli jazz is because it mixes American quintessential music with Jewish, Middle Eastern, and sometimes even Latin sounds. My favorite album this year is by one of the pioneers of the Israeli jazz scene, bassist and composer Avishai Cohen. His release this year with his trio is called Gently Disturbed, and for me, it's simply gorgeous. That is Lobayon Velo Balila, a traditional Israeli song interpreted by the Avishai Cohen Trio. It's from the album Gently Disturbed, my favorite of the year. I'm Gisele Regatao.
I wish.
Rachel Unthank and the Winter Set got a lot of attention in folk and folk rock circles on their side of the Atlantic for their record The Bairns. When it arrived stateside, I put it on and thought, oh, that's nice, someone's still making albums in the style of those 30-year-ago bands like Pentangle or Fairport Convention. Well, that thought lasted for all of one track. Rachel Unthank, her sister Becky, and their Northern English friends sing old English and Scottish folk songs in voices full of mystery and a kind of trembling excitement. They also extend the tradition with surprising songs by jazz rocker Robert Wyatt, and indie rock's Bonnie Prince Billy. The harmonies, the spare yet haunting arrangements, the song choices, it's the complete package.
I wish my baby it was born and smiling on his daddy's knee. Then I would go to yon churchyard and let the long green grass grow over me. When my apron strings hung low, he followed me through frost and snow, but now my apron's to my chin. He goes on by and says nothing. Oh, grief! Oh, grief!
The song's called I Wish, I Wish, from Rachel Unthank and the Winter Set, and that was my CD of the year. We're back to our CD picks with the new year, and in the meantime, you can see past editions of our CD picks of the week on the Soundcheck page of our website at wnyc.org.
Yet for her, it will be.
Still to come, we'll hear what Christmas music sounded like 800 years ago, and tune in tomorrow to find out what Christmas carol was picked as the world's best by choir masters and choral experts. I'll give you a hint, it's not Silent Night. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck.